was glorious, it is glorious, it will be glorious. What? Well, this will.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Can't believe Julie haven't actually heard several of our Lincoln Inspired jingles and idents that have been, you know...
I'm sorry, Alex. I failed in my mission.
No. Just need to work through the whole process a little bit more. Mm. Will there be Lincoln Inspired 2014?
Oh, yes, they will. They will. We have dates already. We have dates, which I can give you.
I was going to say,
now.
Do you want to share that at this stage?
I will share
stage?
That.
Wonderful.
Just flipping to the right page in my diary, and we are the 6th to the 11th next year.
There we are. 6th to the 11th
of May.
May.
Of May 2014. We've already got lots of ideas, and I'm sure lots of other people are throwing ideas our way as we go too.
I personally think an evening with Jane Southall, in which we have a one-to-one conversation, sharing a whole range of things. I'll be, you know, happy to take on board the interviewing mantle, and that would be ideal. You know, find
maybe
out
something at the show
behind the
again,
scenes.
Something. Yeah. I mean, obviously we have the Wire event. This year, you never know.
Why, of course, Women in Rural Enterprise, in case people are thinking, well, what are they actually talking about, that sort of setup there? Very strange indeed. And Ed, you pleased that there's going to be a Lincoln Inspired 2 in 2014?
I am very pleased, because I really got the sense that everybody was having a great time and people were getting very aware of other activities happening in the city, because I think that people are involved in just what they do and they don't necessarily see what else is out there.
I mean, one of the main aims of it was to get what people are already doing and doing well and pull it together a little bit. Just for instance, there's children's toddler story times happening almost every day throughout Lincoln. So you could take your little kiddie along to something on a very regular basis, and we pulled them all into the brochure, which helps promote the things that the different venues are doing, like the collection, like the library, people like this. And it sort of just gives a little bit of framework, and people are doing so much good stuff that doesn't always get out there.
Let's face it, you yourself anchored the new upcoming author's strand with our very
own Nikki
Wells and Geoff Gainey and several other fine folk as well, some of whom might be appearing
talking
on the show.
To Geoff as well, and you know, we're saying he's got a fabulous little venue there, so who knows, might even be something in the Bookstop Cafe next year.
Splendid, it's wonderful. Ed, it's almost 5:55. Because it's the Wednesday midweek drive, we avoid, unless it's hyper-serious, traffic news. Cones, different show entirely. Work through that.
We also tend to avoid
issues relating to sort of, you know, other sort of weather conditions, because I just think it's not worth it, you know, there's various other things. But what do we actually bring to the world and Lincolnshire every Wednesday at 5:55? Which button do we press?
The Michelle Munro button.
In 1979, my father recorded the album If I Never Sing Another Song. It was his last English language LP, and the album gave him a more contemporary sound, although some of the arrangements actually feel more dated than his earlier material. Tonight's choice is one of the arrangements that has, in my opinion, aged better than others. It was originally written by Joe Brooks as the title song for a 1976 movie recorded by Casey Sisk, but lip-synced in the movie by its lead, Didi Conn. Unfortunately, it's regarded as one of the worst films ever made. However, the single, recorded by Pat Boone's daughter Debbie, was quite the opposite, and became an enormous success, topping the Billboard Hot 100 chart for a then record-setting 10 consecutive weeks. Although it was written by Brooks as a love song, the devout Boone interpreted it as inspirational and proclaimed that it was about God, a fact that was alluded to when the song appeared in an episode of The Simpsons. Many artists have covered the track since its release in the late 70s, including Perry Como, Johnny Mathis, Kenny Rogers, Jose Carreras and Whitney Houston, amongst many others. But here's my father's version of You Light Up My Life.
Light up my life, yes, you.
stuff there. Katie Grimerson has texted to say she's tuning in, got back from Portsmouth today. She's missing being on the show. Katie, we miss having you on the show, don't we, Ed?
I've got a job for her on Tuesday next week. You're listening, Katie? You're back by Tuesday.
Job for Katie Grimerson. Katie, of course, who, Jane, will be one of the bloggers at the Lincolnshire show. So there
we
are.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. And indeed also shares a position in the Midweek Drive calendar with, of course, your good self last year. Did we give you a copy of the calendar?
No.
Oh, right, well, it's there. It's in my office at Brent. We'll have to sort that thing through. Yes, the calendar. And who knows what will be happening for the calendar for 2014. Okay, brief chat about Eurovision. We will be playing the winning entry later. Penny Evans, who, of course, has actually submitted entries for Eurovision. It's amazing they haven't been selected. I don't know why. But anyway, her official line, sadly, I didn't think Bonnie's voice was very good in Eurovision. I have to agree with you on that one, Penny. I didn't think she was at her best. It was a slow start, I thought. This is my view, not Penny's. Anyway, I stopped watching this show for years, but saw this one. Nice to see you had some influence there, you know, pushing it last week. And was quite impressed with some of the amazing singing. Enjoyed it too. My favourite was the lady from Russia and the duet from Georgia. I also like the one that won from Denmark. By the way, those two original songs on my CD were entered into Song for Europe, just never got chosen. At least we tried. That's quite so. Best actually try than never try at all. You know, just take that step, work through that. So many exciting things happening at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society and the Lincolnshire Show, which takes place, of course, on which dates, Jane?
It's on the 19th and 20th of June.
19th and 20th of June. We forgot to mention, of course, the Duchess of Wessex is going to be with us.
The Countess of Wessex.
Let's get our titles right.
She's going to be with us on the Thursday all day.
Excellent stuff. And you've got the Red Arrows flying over?
Red Arrows will be doing a display over Scampton, but yeah, we'll see it from the showground.
Well, exactly. You can't really miss it, can
no.
you?
No. Really? And we've also got Battle of Britain Memorial Flight. We've actually got the Dakota, but we have asked if we could perhaps have the Lancaster being it's the 70 years of the Dam Busters.
So. Well, so what? Wonderful show put together. I might even dig out Jeff Thompson's official Dam Busters line.
It's just there if you want it.
Is it? Literally, just here.
Just there, somewhere within the 10,000 boxes.
Somewhere within the system.
Jane, what's the Land Rover event you've got this year?
Oh, yes, we've got Duckworth's Off-Road Land Rover Experience. So it's all for all car enthusiasts who wants to try. It's an off-road course that's actually will be built by their trade stand on the show for people to have a go. And then we've got mini electric Land Rovers for the little ones. So it's toys for boys and toys for boys, basically.
I'm hugely impressed with this whole thing. You know, quite literally hugely impressed in every sense of the word. I don't want to randomly select anything that obviously Jeff has produced.
I think it may be that.
Do you think it might be that?
I think that is in my mind.
Well, that's all right. I shall put these. It's a bit like a lottery thing. Could you just hold those numbers up one more time
there so we go, actually get the lots of twos in there.
2, 2, 2, and then we follow that with an 8.
Is that it?
So, we'll just wait and see. It's we've got Dambuster Fly, or Dambusters Fly. It could just be a giant moth or something. Anyway, let's see.
Seventy years ago, at 21:28... on the 16th of May 1943, the first formation from 617 Squadron, subsequently known as the Dambusters, took off from RAF Scampton on Operation Chastise to attack German dams in the Ruhr Valley using Barnes-Wallis bouncing bombs. Although they were successful, of the 133 aircrew in 19 Lancaster bombers, led by Wing Commander Guy Gibson, 53 perished, including 13 from the Royal Canadian Air Force and 2 from the Royal Australian Air Force. The 9 surviving bombers began landing at Scampton at 03:11 hours, with Gibson returning at 04:15 hours, and the last of the survivors, Townsend Bomber, putting its wheels down at 06:15 hours.
And a crack. course, which you were part of, Ed, last Friday, was it, with Andrew David and Jeff Thompson covering the whole Dambusters fly past here in Lincoln and so on.
Jeff was up on the roof, and you can he was taking video coverage, which is available at lincolnshiretv.tv. And Andrew did a 15-minute commentary from up at the cathedral, where he was
15 minutes of commentary.
Well, it was actually 16 minutes and 50 seconds, to be precise. But it was all the build-up to the Lancaster going over, and that's available at sirenonline.co.uk on the front page.
Fantastic. There we are. That's what we call housekeeping brand. Onwards to the Virgin in the Ice. Not Virgin in the Ridiculous, but carrying on with Where is Rupert Baker this week? Rupert, where are you, sir?
Well, do you want a clue?
Yes, yes, give us a clue.
I've got to think of one now. It was a new town.
It was a new town. Is this the Concrete Cow place?
It could be. There is some concrete here.
There was
quite a bit of concrete there. But it's changed a bit.
Ed, any thoughts?
I'm thinking kind of north of London. Would that be right?
Yeah. You're banking in the right direction.
I mean, that's quite specific. Anywhere. I mean, within a 50-mile radius of London. Am I warm-ish?
Yes, you are.
I'm thinking, is Welling Garden City?
Welling Garden City.
Well,
Stevenage.
Warm, yeah.
Jane, any thoughts?
Somebody say Stevenage.
Stevenage. It is Stevenage.
Yeah,
Stevenage.
Word, absolutely.
Now, of course, the city of Stevenage, I believe.
Is it the city of Stevenage?
Did it not get city status? Or it applied for city status?
Sorry.
I should find that out, really. Sort of thing. But anyway, Middlesbrough didn't get city status again. Not that I'm bitter, but there we are. Anyway, life continues. I mean, after all, Lincoln's had a cathedral for years. It's been a city, even though it's often referred to as our little town.
I've been to Evensong there,
And there's nothing like a bit of Evensong at Lincoln Cathedral.
Absolutely.
As Ed would probably sort of attest to, really.
I know. Still cold from
it. Yeah. So, I went there with Jimmy Villers. We popped up there one night because it's the sort of show before the show, if you see what I mean.
Exactly.
Get up in the quiet halls and... Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm holding up your narrative. Carry on,
Keith. Rupert, I always get a little bit nervous when you start talking about getting into the choir stalls. I think, you know, where is he going to go? You know,
just send the wrong signal.
Please, exactly. In the studio, we have the fabulous Jill Hart. Jill, of course, so when she's not one of the team on Lincoln Inspired, how would you define your general role in life, Jill? I mean, obviously, working for that fantastic company which begins with a W and ends in an S. Stones, really.
It is, yes. I'm very happy to be a bookseller, I have to say. And we sell lots of CAD file books, of course.
Good on you.
Ellis Peters rules.
Lot of crime-minded people around Lincoln. Lots of
crime. Oh, that's great. Yes. Everybody seems to love crime in the UK. It's very much a thing, lots of armchair detectives.
It's a strange and surreal world. And, of course, we have the director, I'll say that again, the director of the Lincoln Agricultural Society, the one and only Jane Southall, who actually today, Jane, you've actually matched the record of Nigel Pulling in terms of contributions on the show. So he's chief executive officer of the Yorkshire Agricultural Society, so you're doing well here.
Very good, thank you.
And why should Rupert Baker... Why? I know, it's just choking with emotion. Do you know where you'll actually be, Rupert, between the 19th and 20th of June this particular year?
No. Not yet. No, I mean.
So why should Rupert make every effort to be at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society show then, Jane?
Oh, is that when it's happening?
Yes, it is. It's the 19th and 20th of June. It's a Wednesday and a Thursday, and it's two great days. So, it's one not to be missed.
And very much, I think the last official location report we did was back in 1988 on the set of London's Burning. I think it's high time you joined us for another location report, actually, Rupert, but there we are.
Well, that might well be feasible. I haven't got my diary in front of me, but I mean to come up to your neck of the woods.
I know.
This might be an apposite occasion.
Rupert, the ladies' hearts, they are already aflutter, as the reduced Shakespeare company might have actually said, or perhaps not in their own ways, but still... Jill, any questions you'd like to put to Rupert? Did you check him out online before the show, by the way?
We did, yes.
Well, thank you.
No, it must be very interesting doing something that's as well loved as the CAD file. I mean, do people pull you up on it and criticise if what you're doing theatrically isn't exactly in line with the stories in the book?
Well, you get a bit of that. I mean, in the dressing room at Malvern and it back right onto the street and you get somebody who says, well, that's not my sort of idea of what it should be and all this and things. Mm-hmm. But then you can never make everybody happy. But by and large, I think people have been very enthusiastic about it. And Gareth is brilliant in it, really. I mean, it's sort of, the role fits him like a glove. I mean, Jacoby was great as well, but Gareth, of course, being Welsh, it's sort of, and he has a certain gravitas as an actor in it. So it all works very, very well. And, you know, you're all, whatever you do, you always get detractors. But by and large, on this, people have come and loved it, and they're cheering at the end, so I think we must be doing something right.
That's a good sign.
It's quality stuff. You talked about Welsh, of course. Next week on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, we'll be featuring Wales's best-selling comedy writer, who's actually joining us. I'll reveal that. Yeah, he's got lots of healthy Welsh things to actually talk about. Ed, any questions you'd like to put to Rupert about wildlife in Stevenage? Or sort of anything else you want to sort of throw? I mean, the sort of things that basically make... What would Katie Grimason ask at this time? Or would she just say, no?
She may well do, but what I've been wanting to say to you for weeks, Rupert, is that I would like to award you the award for having the most infectious laugh on the midweek drive, because you cheer us up
Has he beaten Graham Harper then? Has he actually
infectious
laugh?
I think that from where I'm sitting, yes. But your Stevenage audience, how do they measure up with Cardiff, which was last week, I think, wasn't it?
Yes. They seem pretty good, and they're different. How would I put it? It's a different vibe. It's a very attentive vibe. It's not quite as reverential as the Welsh thing, but it's there. It's, you know, very solid, very.
Do you agree that people are people? I mean, Alex would say, and I'm not speaking for him, because I've asked him this more than once, about the people being different in different parts of the country, but people are just people, do you think?
I think underneath, really, at the end of the day, yes, it's just down to the people are people. You do get a kind of a slightly different temperament. I always like playing Welsh, because they do listen, and they're so much into the spoken word and music and all that, and they have a great respect for the art, so that's always good. But at the end of the day, you know, people come into the theatre, they presumably want to be there, and unless you do something kind of absolutely appalling, if the material's okay, by and large, people will respond similarly all the way around. And with this one, we're very fortunate. We've got good material, and so cracking play, so it works.
Bravo.
You know, it's when you get the thing up on its legs, and, you know, it either cuts it or it doesn't. Mm-hmm.
People are people, so why should it be you and I should get along so famously? Depeche Mode. Sorry. Dave Gahan, he had lots of sort of things to actually comment upon at the best of times, really, and the worst of times. We'll be finding out what Phil Dearness has actually thought about Star Trek Into Darkness, which I thought was pretty good. I thought enjoyable, and indeed Richard Fitzwilliams also thought it was pretty good. But that's.
I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, I'll catch all these things next week, because I mean, I'll be able to.
Is that it then? Is Stevenage the end for a wee while
For the time being, for a short while.
Okay. So
I'll get to go to the movies. So I'll probably do Star Trek next week.
Well,
there's this movie Beyond the Pines or something, or The Place Beyond the Pines.
I think that's probably slipped through. You've got, of course, The Great Gatsby, which is there, which is always important for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to kind of get excited, but. I don't know. I see everything. But I love the Redford version, because it was so kind of cool and airy. And what I've seen of the Baz Luhrmann thing, it seems pretty full choke. It may be absolutely wonderful, but I don't know whether it's my bag. I'm a terrible old fogey for some 70s. And I love Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's a fine actor.
And you've got Tobey Maguire in there as well, and Kerry Mulligan. So, you know, what's not to love?
It's a good lineup.
Jane, anything you'd like to throw to Rupert in terms of life, the universe, and various other bits and pieces?
Well, no, I was actually going to ask you, Rupert, where you were going from where you are now at Stevenage, but being as you've now finished, obviously,
you can
watch movies. And obviously, as you almost promised to come to the Lincolnshire show, looks like that's a dead
cert.
Highly possible.
I think, you know, this could be, if you want, obviously, the Countess of Wessex, who is going to be there, you know, clearly, you know, we might get, you know, all sorts of other things. Just Rupert Baker there as as well. It's all sorts of exciting things happening.
Yeah, I haven't done an agricultural show for ages.
And I tell you this much, Rupert, the energy that's actually there is extraordinary, truly wonderful. We've got a little task for you to do, Rupert, because obviously Katie Grimson is listening online to us, and I'd like you to get psyched up to actually deliver the next piece of music to Katie. It's Ellie Goulding and Figure 8. That's Ellie Goulding and Figure 8, all right? That's for Katie Grimson. Yeah. But as you're working yourself into, you know, psyching yourself into that character, I'm going to ask Ed to throw those last two questions at you, as he awarded you the role of most infectious laughter person. Ah! Sorry.
What was that? Sorry, I lost me, mate.
It's just, yeah. Rupert, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the midweek drive today?
Yeah, it's been fab as ever. Great
Lovely.
Stuff.
And can we look forward to doing this again sometime
soon? I think
soon?
Next week. When yeah. Basically, yeah.
Well, I don't know where I'll be next Tuesday.
Where is Rupert now? It's genius. Rupert,
well, I'm standing outside the Gordon Craig, actually, by the main doors, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Watching the world, go by.
Standing
on the corner, watching all the girls, that's watching it. Out. Oh, me, oh, my, I got to live today. Sorry, I was having a little George Formby moment there. Would you like to introduce Ellie Goulding for Katie Grimson, please, Rupert?
Right, this is Ellie Goulding with Figure of Eight.
Figure Eight, yeah, that's right.
Oh, Figure Eight.
Figure Eight.
Oh, I do apologize. Ellie Goulding with Figure Eight. Just for you, darling, wherever you are.